weapons of mass destruction. One of the problems with the human race is we have learned just enough to be dangerous. We learned how to split the atom and then created the nuclear bomb. We learned chemistry and developed nerve gas and other horrible chemical weapons. We found out diseases were caused by germs and developed germ warfare. As we advance, can you imagine what types of weapons we might develop? God forbid, we develop time travel, because the next thing to happen will be a time weapon where your ancestors will be wiped out before you were born. It seems we never can just see the good side of things, because we also always look for the bad side once something is created. Every time I see a new invention, I think to myself, I wonder if its use was explored beforehand to see if it could be made into some sort of killing device. I know I have become jaded, but I certainly have good reason for that. It seems the world is in a race to see who can build the ultimate weapon which is able to kill on a planetary scale. I sometimes think about the Jules Verne book I read as a kid. Part of the story concerned two men. One was a munitions expert, the other specialized in building armor. The munitions expert would make more and more powerful munitions, while the expert in armor would build stronger armor to blunt the munitions. They finally joined forces and a rocket was built to withstand the blast of a takeoff, and they went to the moon. The race we are in is sort of like that, minus the cooperation. The problem is each country is involved in both building more powerful munitions and at the same time trying to build a defense against another country's weapons. What is wrong with us? Are we stupid? As a race, we do not trust each other on a country level. We are afraid if we don't keep improving our weapons, another country might get better weapons than us and feel strong enough to attack us. We are a paranoid race. Again, we probably have good reason to feel this way given our history of endless wars. There is probably no country on Earth which at one time hasn't experienced war, not even the Vatican. The Pope had to escape in the Middle Ages as an invading army from the Holy Roman Empire went after him in 1527. Rome was a papal state in those days and was not the Vatican we know today. Will there ever be a time where we grow beyond having to feel we must be armed to the teeth? The United Nations was created so countries could have a dialogue with each other. The dialogue was meant to prevent wars, and if there was a war, the UN had peacekeeper troops to try and protect the populations of the countries. This part only works for small countries. Can you imagine if the United States and either or both Russia and China were at war with us? There are no number of peacekeepers which could do anything to protect anyone. As a matter of fact, the United Nations building is in New York City and it would probably become a casualty. The best thing we could invent is something which would render all weapons of mass destruction useless. Speaking about that, anyone who has studied UFOs knows they were credited at least a couple of times with shutting down our nuclear missiles. Apparently, they have the means to do this. I wonder if this will be mentioned when the UFO report from the Pentagon comes out? I think probably not, and the report will be very watered down. I wonder if other civilizations, extraterrestrial ones which surely exist, all went through the same thing. Could it be many destroyed themselves and a few did not, and those few finally realized they had to control these weapons somehow or do away with them? If that is the case, we could learn a lot from them if we would only listen. The proof that having these weapons does no one any good is the fact after we used the atomic bombs on Japan and invented far more powerful hydrogen bombs, no one wanted to use them because they realized if that type of war started it could destroy the world. The bombs became status symbols and mutually assured destruction was born. In other words, if you drop hydrogen bombs on me, I will drop them on you. The problem with this kind of thing is somewhere along the line someone may decide they don't care and launch nuclear weapons. It could be a world leader who found out he is dying, a religious zealot, or even someone with a mental illness. Because of this policy, we are all living with the sword of Damocles hanging over our heads. This is no way for anyone to live. It is a sad situation for the entire world. I say this because even if a country is not involved in a nuclear war, it will still suffer the same fate as the combatants as the world is destroyed. Years ago, there was a movie titled On the Beach. It came out in 1959. It concerned a submarine which so far had survived the nuclear war, but the Earth had so much radiation on it eventually it would kill everyone. The place with the least radiation was Australia, so the sub was heading there, but the wind currents are bringing the radiation there. The submarine makes it back to Australia, but everyone there also dies and the human race is wiped out. This was only fiction, but nevertheless it had quite an impact on those who saw it and could turn out to be a forecast of things to come if we are not all careful. It seems there is no way we could convince the countries of the world to all lay down their nuclear weapons, and even if we did, no country would trust the other to not have cheated. Solving the nuclear crisis is the greatest puzzle the world has ever faced. Countries are going to have to want to get rid of nukes, but some of those that don't have them, want them so they can show they are so powerful they are in the nuclear club. I hope this idea will change someday and humans will finally listen to the voice of reason.